Okay, so let's get started on the prayers. In the white prayer book, we'll start with the seven limb prayer on the back of the base sheet. When Geshe-la arrives, we'll be saying prayers from the silver prayer book, which is found in the basket right there by the door. Page 22 and page 7 in the booklet. So we start with the seven limb prayer. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and join the will of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. This ground anointed with perfumes, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this is Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect Pura Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Hidam Guru Ratnamandalakam Niryatayami. So we go to the green sheets in the middle of the book. We'll chant the praises to the 21 Taras one time. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow at your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage to our sister heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the Lord of Theorist Turban Lotus, homage whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection, homage golden bloom and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, commisterities, patience, meditation, her seer, homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limb, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage willing with Tathade, whom desire direction and space, trembling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shakaani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandharvas, Yakshas, homage with the triumphant sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus fist, layer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers, adorn her with ritual mudra. Lightweight masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage, she able to summon all those guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments must shine, Amitabha in her hair not, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with sweets ablaze like eon deadening fire abide. Rise up, let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage, happy, precious, peaceful, she who feels this peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder. Freezes home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable home. Five of something, six of three roads, Meru Mandara and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair moon of Deva Lake. With five spoken Tara and Pit, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do on. Murder in our joyful splendor, she dispels my dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With white Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, power by the set of three natures. Dress us with spirit yakshas and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sara 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith brim, brim, bring at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So if you flip back to the front of the first base sheet, let's read, accepting difficulties is a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas. So the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So when Geshe-la arrives, we'll go right into the Guru Yoga. And then after we're done with that, he'll probably start chanting the refuge and bodhicitta prayer at the bottom of this day sheet. And I believe we are at the bottom of page 103 in the textbook. Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. the Guru Yoga. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is your ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense light, scented water, and so forth. Actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow cloud sky of Dharmakaya, make extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. And so we'll do the five-line prayer on the bottom of page 26 in the Silver Book, page 13 in the booklet. And we'll do 21 of those. We'll do 20 to ourselves, and then I'll chant the 21st one out loud so we'll know it all. We're finished.
Yeah.
4 in the silver book, page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second stanza in the dedication. Victorious One, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the Victorious One.
Good evening. How are you? Good. Enjoying the weather? Today I was trying to finish a couple of pages, okay? So we are under the between session. Lusa is going to, we are going to stay there for 1 year. Between session. So. What is unexcelled enlightenment? Unexcelled enlightenment. What that means?
Unexcelled
enlightenment.
From the Jewel
Garland. Next Wednesday. Okay. So being here 15 years, computer is not working well. Class twice a week, that's why. The computer is getting old. So I need to read the actual books, okay, make sure that, you know, to the, other than just assuming something, guessing, that's no good. So, he's talking about the seven types of wealth up are being, so not sure, I don't want to guess. Okay. So make sure that, that you don't blame me later on. not that I'll find out, okay, next Wednesday, I promise. So So now reading this, you know, sections, you know, this part of the meditations, you know, like in the sessions, now there's a between session. In the session, this refers to any type of meditation that you do. You know, if you are doing Lamrim meditations, the session refers to Lamrim meditations. Okay. Then between sessions, then you need to, you know, to maintain whatever you're thinking about during the, you know, sessions, in order to maintain that, you know, or maybe to gain deeper understanding, so then you read, you review that during the between sessions, okay? So then, you know, of course, between sessions, then you cook, then you walk around, you know, so you do different things. So, so this between sessions about our actions. So then kind of realize reading that, you know, so then getting enlightenment is not easy. A lot of work to do. But it's okay, you know, but, you know, we'll do slowly. So this is now all about mindfulness, you know, mindfulness, okay? According to this Kulvinayaka Sutras, you know, that which talks about monastic life. So when you walk, you are always supposed to keep your hand here, you know. You know, so that's for the monks and not for you, okay? So you're supposed to keep the, and like, you know, you are not supposed to look like further than 1 yard. 1 yard. No, that's how. That's no. That's far as you can look. And lambo is on that now. And the elephant, that elephant, when elephant look around, so they need to move their whole body. They can't just look. No, we can look. Like this. So, elephant probably, you know, when they need to look, so they have to move whole body. That's how much, you know, attention that enlightened beings gives. When they look, you know, they just look at you, and it's not just, you know, like, you know, so, like that, they just turn it. That's how they're supposed to look at, like, elephant that when they turn, like that. Anyway, so, language is This is all designed to help us to, you know, keep our mindfulness, okay? Mindfulness. Oh? So now it's important. Mindfulness all the time. Why is it important? Mindfulness, why have to be mindful? No, if you're not, that's how the mind gets distracted. If you're not being mindful, so much mistake that's been made, not being mindful, you know. If you're being mindful, then, you know, more likely you will learn some lessons when things happen. If you look, if you be mindful, then you learn some lessons. I think because the reason we are not learning any lessons, you know, because we are not being mindful. Okay. So then because of that lack of mindfulness, then certain things we don't see purpose. So because of that, there's not really strong desire to do because we don't see purpose, you know. So so being mindful, this is all about being mindful when you move around, when you do things, okay? Cho kanzo, namba kange, chida taba chere, cho tela, namba ti, tata tawa, pena je, drove it says, oh, when you go, when you on move, it says when you move, so make sure that you don't close to the bar. You don't go close to the bar. Bar.
Like not to go to a liquor store.
Oh,
liquor store. Bar.
Am I saying the right word, bar? Someone has got a surprise.
You think you were really saying
far? If I say Chang Song, then nobody understands. That's what I said. Chang Song, then nobody understands. Chang Song, the soap is it? No, not Mindushin. So, because no, Mindoshi, Tele Shindu, Dre, Tsunam, Shene, Tedang, Tizi, Shinjo, but that was no. Not because it's negative, because the negative place is a negative place. Not because, you know, liquor itself is something negative. Because, you know, it kind of, you know, affects your mindfulness. You know, so mindfulness, you get distracted. You know, then if you drink too much, then you not just decide, then you collapse. So this is mainly particular for the Sangha member, but it's not generally for all of us. Okay. There is a Changchong La Sobe, Nyanga Minroshin, Teleshin, Dreve Tsunam, Shene, Teda, Tise, Shishin Jopa, that was with mindfulness, no, need mindfulness. Suma Nishin, da? It's almost kind of like, you know, the Western version of PowerPoint presentations, but there's many root topics, subtopic, you know, there's many, they want two here, four there, five there, seven there, then five, then you are not sure which you are in the five category or six category, so there's a number. Somehow, you know, when you do analytical meditations, it helps, you know, when you do analytical meditation, it helps, so. This is mainly for Sangha member. You have permission to go to the village in town. If you live in monastery, you have permissions, you know. From the Shakyamuni Buddha at that time, so you have permissions that you are allowed to go in the town in the morning, you know, before afternoon. So, Chong Ju Rung Che, Ju Rung Yang, Chi Do Minua Xie Ne, Teta Jue Xin. So, you have to understand if you live in the monastery, so that's, you know, the rules of the monastery that you are allowed to go to, you don't need to ask permissions. If you are going to town in the morning, then you are not allowed to go to the afternoon, you are not, especially in the evening, you are not allowed to go to the town in the evening. So to understand that, then being mindful, to make sure they understand. Shiva Neshe, then, le teda chinichi, namba kange chida taba chave, le teniji, namba taba chave, penna, dreve se shindu damshin. Then the Shindun, Damsing, Chim Shindun, Dora, Chao, Shabala, so what Dora, Lavja, Chinevan Temperature, but there was, there's no certain, I say, make sure now, you know, all this, you know, like walk like that, and then, you know, not supposed to look further than 1 yard, so then being mindful, you know, being mindful about, so that's how you walk. So then when they see the monks coming to the town, just looking at them, people, you know, automatically generate some kind of, you know, faith just looking at them. So they don't just, you know, like, very quiet, very peaceful. They know they walk, you know, they don't make noise, you know, like that. This all happens because, you know, before, you know, probably some young monk, they go to town, they make a lot of noise. You know, that there's rules, how you're supposed to wear your robes. They don't, you know, they kind of, you know, don't follow those rules, then, you know, then people complain from the town, you know, to the monastery. So that's how many, that's 250 rules or vows, that's how took place, you know. So there's, before there's no vows, so there's one vow, then the second one, then like that, okay. Then, you know, later, then you are supposed to remember there's some message, no, that you repeat in your head. That's what you're concentrating, or nothing else, you know. That's why you're, you know, concentrating, that's how you walk. Like here, probably it's pretty much same, like, you know, it's kind of like walking meditation, you know, you walk with the mindfulness. Ben Andrea said, they don't call it walking meditation, but it's kind of like walking meditation, you know. Dona Nimoda Tsimi Kunju Chitam Yoga Temperature, Nimoda Tsimi Kunju Chitam Yoga, being mindful throughout the day, you know, so one's own actions, you know, throughout the day. That's what I'm saying. Getting enlightenment is not that easy, but, you know, it takes, you know, some courage and some gut. gods or some gods. I'm not sure what this means. Some gods. I'm just saying. I heard so many things. So that's. I'm just guessing. from deep down. Okay, from deep down. That means love just is about chamber chamber. Don't know. You know that. Same you can just choose them. You have. ये चेंबर से ने तेदा के चावा ना चावा में बस ये बा चावा ना जुदो के चे ना तेदा जुबा हम दो बा दिन दे चे दो शे तम्जला चीज़ जो बाउस इट अप्लाइज एवरीथिंग एवरीथिंग क्लीनिंग डिशेस क्लीनिंग द यू नो लाइक रूम्स यू नो टॉकिंग टू पीपल मेक श्योर दैट देयर सो मेनी एनिमीज आउट देयर फॉर आवर हैप्पीनेस सो मेनी एनिमीज आई मीन दैट्स लाइक सो दैट्स Small things could just, I say, blow you up. There were small things. it needs some change here. You know, so the, then that change, you know, the perspective, the point of view. that's why it's mindful. No, you more than some is you more during the daytime, of course, night time. So when you see that. Juba do what is your Teda Chena Sedia to him because why one should follow all this, you know, the message? Why? You know, if you do that, if you have vows, if you have no vows, so the vow is going to be protected. If you're taking vows, if you have some kind of commitments, you know. so to him, you know, you're not polluted by downfalls of, you know, any vows. So then, you know, life after this, you know, is much better for following those messages. Life after this, in this life, so then, I say, spiritual gain, you know, deeper understanding of, you know, spiritual, deeper, or that's one way to say deeper, or maybe experiential understanding of, you know, spirituality. So, this all will gain, you know, because of the mindfulness. So, you know, Jesus told us never so. So that's why, you know, one should be mindful. if you are worrying about, oh, I'm making a lot of mistakes, you know, I should not say this, and I shouldn't have done this, and I should have done, I should do, you know, a little bit better. All this, you know, as I could have, would have, should have.
Should have, could have, would have.
Should have, could have. Should have, that's kind of funny. Yeah. So anyway, like that, the things like that, you know, so in the same Tibetan, Dimachina Tata, Dimachina Tata, you know, like, probably, you know, so, as a, it'll be okay if I don't do that, you know, I'll be okay, or something like that. So that's why, you know, so if you really want to minimize that, then, you know, the only way is like to be mindful, you know, being mindful. You know. It really helps. That means, you know, think twice. Think twice before you say, you know, before you do. Think twice. Because, Oh yeah, no, because Teda Chena said the two and me go, why we break vows? Not because we are so mindful, not because of that, because we are mindless, no, not being mindful, no. That's why. You know. So, Dita Chen, only God of money, ni papa told me, and daughter, and tea, turn to the people. So now, you know, guarding our senses, guarding or protecting our senses. From these six objects, attractive object, unattractive object, six objects, you know, attractive, unattractive, protecting our senses from that. And also, like being mindful, mindful of, like the actions throughout the day at night. So these two things, Lama Tsongkhapa wrote in Lamrim book exactly the way the Asanga, Arya Asanga, Papa Tomejan, Dotanyo. So Asanga wrote this in one of his book, and he quoted the sutras, So quoted the sutra, then that's how he explained all those things. So Lama Tsongkhapa says, for sake of knowledge, he did that, exactly where it's, appeared in the Asanga's books, okay? Did the Ombin Gondo Manini Papa Tomeji, Dotan, the Tier, Tawa, the Kuba, the Dini La Bena, Gejo, Cheva, Tanjala, Boshin, the Mindawa, Honshi, Cheva, the Chujin, Yosutawa, Chujinstawa. So that also helps you to have pure ethics. If you be more mindful, that really helps you to have pure ethics. So, Chujinstawa, Shinia, the Hadong, the same number of Midobe things, and the other group of some. So then, generating, come abiding, especially inside, this will, generally speaking, seems like quite impossible when you're being mindful throughout the day. So it will help you to develop this with very little effort. Okay, so therefore, there's a very good reason why one should be mindful. So now, the second one is talking about food. Food. Sage is surgery, but se means food. No? Probably there's three different types of food. No? The thing is, se means the food of concentrations. No? Same way, say, food of mind, then food of comes there, there's the food that we use, there's something you can touch. Thing is, say, so the ones you reach deeper level of concentrations, you don't need a whole lot of food. You can live because there's so much bliss being generated by the deeper level of concentrations, and you don't have a whole lot of appetite for the gross food. Some days say, just thinking, I have, something to eat in my refrigerator, so just having that thought, sometimes, people can live with that number of days, so even like there's just thinking, I have some, something in the refrigerator, or just having that mind also, keep people's life number of days, you don't need to eat, just a thought. So then how much we should eat, how much we should not eat, that's based on the gross food. Gross food. Food that we eat, one should not eat too little, very too little, that's not good. They say Hajan Yuma, if you eat too little, so then you get hungry, of course, everybody knows. You get hungry. Nyamjo, then you kind of become weak. Nyamjo, give it to all the time. They are not worried about those, you are not able to drive a car, but you're here. If you become physically weak, then so it's hard to, to engage in spiritual practice, meditations, things like that, okay? Gewe chawa tumi wa jubeje. Sangi seji tula malele padu tebe minewe sezu sawos. So now, then how much I should eat? You should eat something that will last till next meal. We should not eat that you feel like, I don't need to eat whole week. That's too much, I think. So probably here, I think generally speaking, people don't experience suffering of hunger. So and Yeah. So right now, monasteries, they are doing well, you know. So like 60s, 70s, you know, there's also a lot of problem in the monastery, you know, there's not enough food. So monastery, so 60s, 70s, you know, early 80s, there's not much food. So now, you know, there's, you know, quite a bit of food in the monastery. So also monks, also, you know, experience also suffering from hunger. So then when you think about, you know, then some part of Africa is kind of heartbreaking to see those kids, you know, like they are just ripped, you know, so just ripped. Just ripped, you know, so how can you do practice? You know, so there's no way you can think of any spiritual practice because you are simply, you know, hungry all the time, all the time. So there's so many, you know, sometimes it's good to compare our suffering to suffering of other people's, and otherwise we may think, oh, I'm the only one who's suffering, you know. So when you compare, you know, when you compare, also your good things, when you compare, if you always compare with the highest level of practitioners, then we get discouraged. Instead of getting inspired, so sometimes we get discouraged, you know. So if you compare, you know, somebody who don't practice at all, then you feel pretty good, you know, so, you know, like that. So that's all relatives. So I think it's good, you know, to... so I'm thinking, if you live in Nepal, maybe 1 month, if you live in Nepal 1 month, when you come back, then you'll appreciate more the road that you drive. So then you think, oh, there's big relief, but doesn't last very long. That's a problem, you know, so... So especially in Nepal, if you ride a taxi right after the lunch, it feels like that. So yeah, it's like every inch of the road is like that. So I think comparing our self with other human beings, it helps us grow, to appreciate what we have and what we can wish for, you know, those people who don't have, you know. So now the amount of food that one should eat is like, you know, so make sure that you don't get hungry till next meal. I'm not sure how much pound is that. I'm not sure. Hajam Bawa, Mayimban, should not eat too much, because if you eat too much, then, you know, your whole body can get sluggish. Then you can, your breathing is going to be difficult. Breathing in and out is going to be difficult. So then, you know, so more likely fall asleep. Sleep, therefore increase, you know, like dullness. Then, you know, the mind doesn't become flexible, physical body doesn't become flexible, you know. So you can, flexible means you can use your body whatever ways you want to use. You can do that, and you cannot use your mind whatever ways you can use. You can, because all kind of become heavy. Then, top of that, having battles with negative minds is going to be very, very difficult. So that's like if you eat too much. Say shuva the tribute. Then, what kind of food we should eat? Say shuva the tribute. Something that is not like is suitable for your body. You know, something that easy to digest. So. Something that doesn't know, So if you eat the suitable food, huh? It doesn't say kale. So I'm very happy. Lama Tsongkhapa doesn't say, I'm glad Lama Tsongkhapa don't know about the kale. So So anyway, there's like something that is to digest, you know, so there's something that's suitable for you. So, so practicing this kind of eating as a yoga, eating yoga, it helps to, as a, to lessen your, you know, physical sufferings. So, if you have, you know, some like, as a, it's not all physical problems, and eventually they will probably go away, and not just that, you know, then new physical suffering will be not generated, you know, practicing this, you know, eating yoga, okay? Nimo bache maimbe serem, nimo bache maimbe serem, kana mato wa mijeba ndewala tepa neba hose, nimo bache maimbe serem, nisa, then the result will be, you know, happy or comfortable life. Teyang sela sebe nyembo ti nimi gombala ralebe nimi nisumdeche. In order to have a, not, you know, like say, When you are eating, you know, when you are eating, so then, you know, sometimes, you know, so the food itself do, you know, contribute to our negative minds. So some, you know, sometimes we become very attached, not just pizza. It has to be Papa John pizza. Otherwise, I'm going to, you know, this is going to be the end of my life. Something like that. So then, you know, so becoming so attached to the particular kind of food. So, you know, then particular kind of toothbrush. So then you're driving store to store because you don't, like, you looking for one particular kind of toothbrush you're looking for. So then, you know, so not any toothbrush is not good enough. The purpose of toothbrush is to clean your teeth. But that's not, that's the, maybe purpose, maybe something different. Anyway, so then we all have, you know, some sort of this kind of problems, you know, being very particular about certain taste, certain, you know, so not to get disturbed by those things, what you need to do. Kanama doa mijewa means, you know, that make sure it doesn't contribute to negative mind. Dewala repa neva. Dewa means happiness. Repa neva. No. So just not to be content. How that can be done? Teya sela sebe nyembo ti nyimi kumbala ralebe. Sela sebe nyembo antidote for, has a antidote for attachment to food. Attachment for food? Antidote for attachment for food. So, nyembo wache teya sela sebe nyembo ti nyimi kumbara lebe so sela sebe nyembo ti nyimi so thinking about the downside of that, you know, becoming very attached to certain kind of, you know, taste, flavor, colors, looks, food, you know, so then so same, you know, like becoming like I'm not sure how to do like the reflecting the downside of butter tea. So always tastes good. So now probably it means, you know, like becoming attached. You know, becoming attached, you know. So yeah. So then like I have to have butter tea, you know. So not any kind of tea, I have to butter tea. So that's become problems. That's what's called attachment, okay? That's what attachment is. So say, oh, if I get butter tea, that's, you know, very good, wonderful. If I don't get, you know, so I drink whatever tea I get, I just drink, you know. So I'm thinking, you know, some other part of the world, people even don't have tea to drink, you know. So that's, I'm very good. So I just, like some kind of antidote. There's three different types of, you know, negative becoming attached, you know. So Papa don't need you, Papa don't want to hear this. So now it's okay, so I'm going to read this very quickly. Actually, the point is, you know, think about the food that we are so attached when we, then after that, when we eat, what it becomes. So that's the summary. So rest, I'm going to read very fast. Okay, summary is, what's going to be? It's not going to be a piece of gold. So there's a summary. Okay, so I'm going to read this. So, So now this is effort that we put into finding, you know, particular kind of food. Say, so this is, you know, like it reminds say, full of excitement, you know, going to Kathmandu or maybe India, somewhere there. So then looking for Papa John type of pizza, looking for there. Require effort, you know, if you go to one restaurant, you know, they don't have, then you go to another restaurant. So they're looking, not finding, suffering of not finding Papa John pizza, suffering of not finding French fry, suffering of not finding Donkey Donut, suffering of not finding chocolate, like here. Once you find, it smells like Johnson Porter. If you find one, it smells like Johnson. Johnson baby for so like that, you know, like sudden idea, not able to let it go, you know. So looking for treat for dog and cat, there's not pet smart, it's not there. So there's so many things, you know, not finding. No, latte, Starbucks, coffee, the list goes on and on and on. So like that. So I think Richard knows. But we didn't look for pizza. So anyway, so like, if the weather's hot, you don't care. If it's cold, you don't care. No. In some cases, you know, like probably the coffee is the biggest thing, you know, not finding a coffee. That's what we know, not coffee for you. So like that, said and said, you know, salangi, nyeshin, to devatume, so much effort has been put there, you know, to find certain types of food. And you don't, if you find one, that's good, you know, so more like it's not going to test that you are hoping for. So it's not going to test, you know. Not just that, then, you know, not able to eat that because it doesn't taste very good. So the trouble of that, you waste your money. the suffering of not finding that. If you find one, so you don't see this here, you know. So once you find something, then you are worried that somebody is going to steal, and you are worried they're going to be, you know, just going to be waste, you know. And you see in some part of the world, when you buy something on the kit on the special street, you know, so you buy something to give to them, so they always, you know, looks like that, act like there's somebody going to steal from them, you know, right there. So they wait there. kept like that. Talk about the children, so these are all, suffering of the Zawa Nyamba, teacher, the path of Pula Soba. So then it's not here, I'm not sure. Here, people don't fight for food, right? There's so much food. Can you imagine? There's so much food. Then, so many grocery stores. Each grocery store, at least there's 10 aisles. There's a minimum. So much food. I don't think there's people for food. So the poor country, you know, people do fight for food. So you know, like, and the family members, you know, they fight. You know, the relatives, they fight. You know, like, from the, they fight for the crops, they fight for chickens, eggs, they fight for cows, and they fight for every little thing. So there's, you know, and that's how they survive, you know. So they are not, you know, like, you see very little people fighting for a big house, fancy car, fancy clothes, you know, that simply just not there, you know. So they, no reason to fight because they're simply, you know, nobody has, you know, brand, or new, like the famous name, cloth. No things like that, you know, so, and, you know, no competitions between, you know, like, which cell phone, who's carrying the best cell phone, who's carrying the best computer, who's wearing the best cloth, who's driving the best car. You know, they are fighting for, you know, who has best crops, you know, so, and it would like make sure that Sarah's cow doesn't get into my field, so, like that, things like that, you know, so make sure that, you know, that it's all about mostly, you know, argument about the land, fields, crops, things like that, you know. So then, you know, family fights, you know, then relative fights, all this like that. Then, you know, like, son and father, you know, father is not willing to give the land to the son, and son is not very happy. Why he's not giving to me land? He's getting old. Why is he still holding on his land? You know, then conversation goes on and on and on. Then father hears all of that, and he's not really happy. So, all this, you know. So, you see, when you go to Nepal or India, you hear this all the time. So then, not just that, no. So then, if you find a place to sleep, at the beginning, that's wonderful. That's, you know, so good. Finally, I found a place to sleep. So then, slowly, so thinking, you know, oh, it would be nice if I had a little more space than I could extend my leg. You know, so like, you know, so this is a saying, that means, you know, that's the example that humans, our back is flat. You can put so much, you know, you can stack so much. Like, that means like there's no bottom. So how much money you need, you know, and like there's no limit. You know? So they say, okay, there's no limit. So kind of satisfaction, you know, kind of unfortunately kind of decrease, not really increase, you know. It could increase through, you know, to wisdom, to thinking, but you know, it will not. It's not going to increase relying on material things. It's not going to decrease. You know? It's not going to increase. It's going to decrease. So, when I first, you know, like 2009, the first year when I came to this country, you know, so His Holiness is giving Kala Chakra initiation in what, Indiana. So I went there. Center gave me $100, $100. Center gave me $100. I felt, you know, like so rich. I never saw $100 in my life. You know, so I'm thinking, you know, I have $100 in my pocket, so I feel kind of rich. So I want to buy food for everybody in that Kala Chakra. Then there's events there. So anyway, so then all the center members, we went. I sponsored the dinner. So some of you may remember, I'm not sure that, but anyway, I called them, all of them, you know, to the hotel to buy for $100. Not enough, somebody needs to add up money, so because there's like 15 or 16 people. So So there's not really good marriage, so I kind of, you know, felt, oh, kind of felt a little regret. Because the money's gone. Anyway, so, you know, so then the kind of the satisfaction kind of decrease, you know, decrease, doesn't increase. Hmm? So anyway, then I'll say, Ngom is your, Ngom is your, Ngom means, you know, content. Ngom is your, discontentment. Ngom is your discontentment. Oh. So that's really big problem, you know, not being content. Chok Mishiva. Chok Shen Loda Dena, give it to. If you have contentment, that's ultimate happiness. Chok Shen Loda Dena, give it to. That's ultimate happiness. If you remember impermanent all the time, that's ultimate clever, smart, ultimate smart. If you remember impermanent all the time, that's called ultimate smart. If you respect all other human beings, if you put them on the, how is it, dogun, zhuk dogun na, tunbi tadu is, there are six of them. If you put everybody here, you know, that's ultimate highest, ultimate, like, as a, ultimate height. Ultimate height. Ultimate height. That means, you know, if you think, oh, I'm the best of all of you, I'm the best, you know, I'm Gishi, I'm, you know, so and so, this, you know, I'm best, you know. So, people are no problem, not going to think that you are best. Because that's how you act, that's how you believe, that's how you act. You know, if you put, genuinely, sincerely, if you put everybody first, mentally, what you are thinking they are the best, and actually, you know, people will think that you are, you know, you are the best. So that's like, so I'm not sure. There's translation problem. So, dogu, zu dogu na tumbitadu, that's the highest, ultimate height. You know, if you are thinking, oh, I'm the best, that's ultimate bottom. No, ultimate bottom. I'm not sure how it works in American culture. American culture, you have to say, you know, you are the best. So I'm not sure. So now the question is, how many people believe that you are the best? You know? Especially at the workplace. Yeah. So then, you know, so then, yeah. Then you realize, Lord, you realize, oh, my secretary really don't like me. You find out, oh, not just that. The behind my secretary office, the another person, he's also don't like me. So then you find the then you feel like kind of like pressure that you have to be, you know, to represent your best. But you know, then you kind of, you know, unfortunately, the negative mind takes over. Then you become really bossy, you know, demanding, and people, you know, that then they don't like. So if you be right from the beginning, you are kind, respectful, compassionate, you know. Nobody will say a bad thing about you, so everybody knows that. Everybody enjoys that. So anyway, dogo zhuk dogo na tunbi tadu nje. Choje lodo na kibi tadu. So if you have contentment, that's the ultimate happiness. Okay. Choje lodo na kibi tadu nje. Same. Having a contentment, that's the ultimate, the best form of happiness, or everlasting happiness, or best form of happiness. If you have contentment, so. Other way to say is, you know, if you are free from desire, that's the best happiness. You know? So that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to translate this saying. Choshe jiji gohan, you know, gohan. Choshe, say the containment is considered as a house. House? Containment is like kind of like a house. Okay? It has door. It's a door. Choshe jiji gohan, so. Choshe jiji gohan. The containment is like house. Then there's a door. In front of the door, rich person is sleeping very peacefully, without being noticed by greed. Greed, yeah. Not Greece, greed. Or could be Greece. Greece is another. Chokshay chinchin, gohan na chubu gonya chinchin, dhoba chinchin matsuwa yoba yinsa, desu wako. Chubu gonya chinchin, desu no, rich, because rich, because you know, it has, because it's rich, because that, it is, as a, chinchin gohan, chubu gonya, chubu, why it's called rich? Because, you know, not looking for more. Completely happy with what you have. That's why it's called rich. So that rich person not sleeping there very peacefully without being noticed by greed. The greed is not going to bother that person, you know, because that person is content. The greed only going to bother the people who are not content. The target. You know? So the people who are content, the greed cannot disturb them. So that's the point. Then seva, then tell us seva ngomi sheba she. Tell us seva jeche june jabo so tenzu to yute dunga to manyo os. So then you know that kind of attachment, you know, like for the crops, could be for food, for the land, you know, so that they increase. That's like, you know, dropping one. Dropping one drop of oil on the piece of paper. In the beginning, it's just one drop. Slowly, you know, it just expands. You know? So this was seva jeche junior. So another example is like, you know, staying in the kind of like, living in wet leather. At the beginning, you can you know, move around. You can move around slowly. So when you get dry, it can squeeze you. That's another way to say attachment. Okay, so then it's very hard to move. Then it's not hard to get out. You know, at the beginning, it feels like kind of good. You know, so then it slowly, so it's kind of like tighten up. Then it's very hard to move. Then it's like if you move out, you know, that a lot of damage has been done, you know, it's like all like that. Seva jeche june jaboso. So there's no family get fight, and then not just that, you know, then country, you know, they get fight, you know, country get fight, you know, because of this, you know, discontentment. So then the country to country, people to people, family to family, relative to relative, you know, then country to country, that's how this, you know, all this. Like the greed, you know, takes over greed, takes over, you know. Penzu to the yutu, dungan to manyo, rawa maybe nyeba, dungan to manyo, rawa maybe nyeba. So then, they got the dawa nyamba. So the first one is suffering of losing loved one, close one, relatives, families. Country like, so what do you call, like align, what do you call, country has align, alliance, losing alliance, you know, so then
allies.
So just like that, you know. So then this one, Rama maybe, yeah, but so now there's another type of problems, you know, that like then slowly then you feel that you don't have control. Change says our name, Jewe Tundu, Paroda, Tabana, Dungatuman Yoji. Change says our name, Joe. Anyway, she's a Canada. Change says our name, Jewe Tundu, Paroda, Tabana, Dungatuman Yoji. So, sorry, you know, fighting for, I say, like, so. That you don't have really control because that, you know, some one powerful person say, okay, you should do this, no, then you have to do because, you know, because some form of attachment to, you know, not, it doesn't apply here, this, no, here is bigger picture, you know, so like, say, it's not about food, it's about, you know, like,
resource. You know, it's about mine. You know, it's about oil and all this. Then, you know, if you don't do this, you know, we'll do this. You know, so then, and you know, then boss order. Then you know, the people end up going there. You know, then killing people. So that's, you know, so it's like give, doing something, you know, by order. You know, but not deliberately. You know, happy to do, but by order, things like that. So then in that poor country, you know, so there's people, you know, like, say, yeah, stealing somebody's crops, you know, so your crops not doing very well, and, you know, stealing some other people, poor people's crops, you threaten them, you know, you send somebody, that person really don't want to go, you know, so then that person has no control, because that person also, you know, kind of attached to, you know, some kind of, you know, like gain, so then that's another problem, okay? Shinji says on Jedu, then Yavachavar Juman is a sad and said Jewish goes into Dibasa and Asia. She was a Tadachin and Jewish into Chishin, Shinji and Ludo Jerusalem. So much, you know, this is just now you see, you know, at that time, when Lama Sangha was taught Lamrim, people has, you know, for most of the food is very much depend on the weather. Whether so now here, so much artificial food, you know, so has a I'm not sure what it's called. It's called like, yeah, like it's like grow very fast, grow big, you know. So when I first came here, though, yeah, seeing the size of onions, I said, oh, this is really, you know, big onions. So then when I went to the flea market one time, that's the size of the, what do you call?
Pumpkin.
Never saw in my life like huge pumpkin. Huge pumpkin. So that's not pumpkin like that exists like a long time ago. So outside become bigger, inside become kind of, you know, small, not really happy. The outside can expand. The size of that, what do you call pumpkin? It's unbelievable. So, really. So then one day I'm riding, saw that house is moving on the road. So I said, I thought I'm kind of hallucinated, you know. So like, that can't be right. So it's not just small house, it's a huge house. It's just, it turns out there's one truck is carrying the house. There's these things that you never see, you know, these things. You never see, you know, where I grew up. So, yeah. So much, you know, the difficulties created by, you know, what we call success, you know, success. So, yeah, Canada, yeah, but so much, you know, negative thought. It's been generated, you know, fighting for those kind of things, you know, those kind of things. So not knowing what's going to be important when you leave this body, what else is going to be important, you know, those, fighting for those things, you know, then it just becomes a memory. It's like dream, you are dreaming something, when you wake up, it just becomes memory. You know, it's not in the, so much things may happen in the dream, when you wake up, it's just memory, you know. So it's all going to be like that. It's going to be just like memory. So, said the ten Jewish into chishing, chishing into one joint. Tell you, God, you had a sale of the Lunemoche. So it's not just entirely negative. It's just, you know, food, you know, it's very important, you know. So, like, right amount of food and right kind of food, you know, it's very necessary to keep this precious human life into, you know, actions, you know. So, very important. Tetam ji chi do se tem ba mi ji be lu ne ba te ne dag sang ba chu ba ta bu du ba cha o so now you know they say you probably heard many times no the some Sunday said ask me to bless the food. So here the bless, you know, bless means transform. So like, you know, that's what bless means, you know, change life, to change, you know, to change. So now,
what kind of attitude that one should have, you know, whether you are able to say, I say, prayer for food, or, you know, what is it, grace. You know. So it's important here, you know, how to think. That's more powerful than saying some word, you know. If you say a word, you're not thinking here, that's just mere word. Even the parrot can say, The parrot can say very clearly, oh, mani pe me hu. Some parrots in the manas, they can say mani mantra very clearly, you know. So, oh, mani pe me hu. But it's a parrot accent. Parrot accent. Then, say, kada te tam je chetu, say te ma miribe, lun nebala. So, using food out of attachment, anger, jealousy, out of negative thought, you know, so that's no good. So, what kind of attitude that one should have? So, I'm simply, you know, eating this food to, you know, preserve my body for good work, good service for others, you know. For my family, for my children, for my, you know, communities, you know, like that, you know. So the another, seeing the food as a medicine, so that's what it says, not here, but other food offering prayer, seeing food as a medicine, you know. So, using without attachment, anger, so on and so forth. Just to eliminate physical sicknesses, because like medicines, just to eliminate physical sicknesses. Just to eliminate, you know, physical illness, to get healthy. You know. So then, you know, all the discussion about eating salad or salad, kale, Swiss chard, all this, you know, these are all on the category of discussions. And I'm not sure, like, how you define, you know, right food, right. I mean, that right food, right kind of food. I'm not sure how you define that right kind of food. You know. And now, you know, in the 21st century, 20th centuries, because of technologies, because of resource, so much has been said about food. So I'm not sure how much that is really to take very seriously. I'm not sure. So when it comes down to health, Tibetan people are the bottom. We have no idea about health. So, you know, that big portion of their diet is flour, rice, potato, things like that. And their lifestyle is not like American. They work so hard, so they burn. They burn very quickly. Anyway, so I'm not qualified to talk about food. So in order to do good work, I want to preserve this, you know, health. I want to keep this healthy. So that's why, you know, the amount of food, kind of food that I eat, I choose carefully, make, you know, what is it called? Good choice. So then it's come down to mind, then, you know, set up my own happiness, I'll make, you know, healthy choice. Means, you know, what is required to have healthy mind, what is the kind of, then according to that, like definition of a healthy choice, according to health, physical health, based on that, then how you define, you know, healthy choice, or things like that. Then obviously mind, you know, so then less negative thought is, you know, most positive thought, that's healthy choice. So, then he said,
sage, Jewish, Gosun, Dibasan, Tetanism. So that's the kind of attitude, you know, so whether you understand how to say the full offering prayer or not, you know, it's not that important. So actually seeing food is a medicine, so Kazimina don't like that, okay? To watch out. Then Jimbabwe, the Jinda, Papa, the Shah, Tati, the Devu Shabbat, then Jimbabwe, Tadaki, Chawachawa, Tia, Devu Shimu, George, and some little long chair, those are. Any form of food, any kind of food, when you use as a, to keep this body healthy, to serve, that's all. So if you have this kind of attitude, if you eat out of that kind of attitude, there's a lot of benefit. Okay, I'm eating this, to keep this healthy, to serve. Okay, happiness for others, happiness for myself. Then. Love this with Zimbabwe, La Pen, Dabada, Luigi, Simbu, Tada, Sanzink, Dula, Momba, the two Dinya Batano. Love this with Zimbabwe, La Pen, Dabada. Actually, so many people need to be thanked when we eat food. So when you look at, so like the things that we buy, tomato, onions, how much energy is put in that, to grow. So this is here, it's so convenient, it all comes in a very nice looking package, very beautifully packed with the plastic, slowly, people don't know how the tomato will grow, how the tomatoes grow. People really have no idea. There's so much effort has been put to get all this food throughout the year, banana, all kinds of things, all kinds of vegetables. My hometown, you can get vegetables certain times, certain years, that's it. No, then other season, there's no some kind of vegetables, kind of naturally disappeared. So here it's not like that. Whenever I go to the supermarket, I still feel very, and being here 15 years, I still kind of get shocked, to see all kind of, so many, so much positive karma has been created in people in this country. You see, look at the food, the air, the water that you drink, so much, I think it's unbelievable. So, the which one is doing it, Jimbabwe, the dog, Chawachabo, Zimbabwe, Pentaba. So, I think, then eating out of that kind of attitude, so isn't that like Thanksgiving is all about that? Thanksgiving? Yeah. Right now, it's hard to feel really thanks, So Thanksgiving, usually it's like thanking for native people. Certain practice, then been practiced in long, 100 years, 200 years ago, these are very good practice, So people slowly, they are realizing, so much, life has been involved, even just, how much mental anxiety, depression they go through, having a tomato on the shelf at the supermarket, so all kind of fruit, all kind of, this has all been put by so many people, they put effort, So then if you eat out of that, so then at least you are eating out of compassion, So maybe thinking, wishing something good for them, That's what I say, okay? Love this with Zimbabwe, Penda, but religious symbols, And at least, there are so many germs in the body, germs, what's it called? Vital?
Bacteria.
Bacteria. So, there's another way to, another kind of attitude that, people develop when they eat. So they are saying, right now, I'm going to feed all these bacteria food. Eventually, I'm going to, feed them with Dharma. So I'm going to teach them Dharma. That kind of attitude, What do you lose? Nothing. What do you gain? You feel good, You feel like, that means you're doing something bigger than yourself. Just putting machines, just... So, That's the kind of attitude. No, if you have that, no, then if you don't know how to make food offering prayer, doesn't matter. Attitude, that's important. No? So that, do listen to that. As there's a number of gems, I'm not the medical people talk about, because symbols of, there's many, many gems in our body. So you are saying, right now I'm feeding you all this food, so that eventually, you know, I'm going to, you know, teach you Dharma, so then I'm going to liberate you, something like that. You know? Always eat, you know, always, you know, eating with some kind of, you know, like, as appreciations, rather than just think, oh, what kind of food do you cook? So I don't like. I just don't like how it looks, you know. So then, so I don't like the taste, you know. I don't like. Or maybe they should cut a little bit smaller, you know, than big, you know. So the, like so many conversations have been like done on the food. so much conversations, you know. It's not, there's nothing bad, you know, so much conversation. It's not necessary, but, you know, eating is very necessary. What is necessary is to, you know, to, when you eat food and how you, you know, enjoy the taste, the flavor, with favorable mind, tasteful mind, compassion mind, then you are enjoying physically, mentally, you are enjoying the meals, you know. Like, from, you are enjoying physically, because there's some taste, you are mentally enjoying, you know. So when we eat, we enjoy, it doesn't mean we mentally enjoy. I don't think all the time we just mentally enjoy the food. You know, so that requires some kind of mindfulness, if you don't know. So then, you know, like, actually, you know, thinking, like, doing something bigger, even just eating, you know, doing something bigger than, you know, just feeding yourself, okay? So, the point is to see some purpose, you know. So, I mean, the eating is a waste of time. It depends, you know, like, it could be a waste of time, you know, it depends. If you think something positive, it's not a waste of time, you know, it could, you know, create a lot of merit. So, anyway, so the seeing purpose in food, eating, that's how you see purpose, you know. Okay, the purpose to, you know, appreciate or thank all these beings that involve the food, you know, so, and how many people they involve, and they're like that, okay? Seeing purpose, so that's the point, seeing purpose. Simjian Tanjian Jio, Jimbabula Penda, Jimbabula, love this, Jimbabula Penda, you know, if somebody gives you food, you know, so then when you eat, when you're using that food, you're thinking something good about that person who gave you food. You're sending some positive thought, you know, about that person, you know, to appreciate. Rather than thinking, oh, there's nothing to appreciate because that person has more than I do, so that, you know, it's not a big deal. Not like, then there's no benefit, you know, so eating out of negative mind, you know, no benefit. You know? Love the Jimbabula Penda with a Luigi symbol, Tada Sangzingi Dula Momma, the Chuji Devotanji. Right now I'm going to take care of you, you know. So that's exactly probably, you know, if you have kids, that's what you should do. You know, take care of them, you know, so with some kind of, you know, see some kind of purpose, not just, you know, like responsible for, you know, taking, see some good purpose, you know. So, if you see purpose, then when you see that somebody's enjoying, it kind of, you know, makes you happy, right? It makes you happy, you know? So otherwise, you know, So especially in the summer times, you know, so I have this. So directly, you know, that is not easy to do. Like I say, you know, there are so many services you can do. Even in America, there are so many services you can do. You can voluntary, you know, meals on wheels. You can bring food. But, you know, not being enlightened beings, not being enlightened, you know. So sometimes, you know, like, service also is not, even though it's wonderful, but sometimes it's not, when it's come to a practical level, it's not always easy to do with compassion mind. No, it's a challenge. That's what I'm trying to say. So every summer, you know, like the weather gets so hot. So in my backyard, I have this, you know, I bought this like the things for the bird, where you put water. I used to also have a lot of bird feeders when I'm living with Stephanie in the Dixie Hotel. And then something I left, I went somewhere, you know, so maybe they forget to put the food in the bird feeder. One day I saw this one bird just die on the bird feeder. It's just dead on there. So that's a long time ago, many years ago. Anyway, so I'm trying to, you know, feel that my bird feeder frequently. So then, you know, like some people say it's not good, you shouldn't feed them all the time. And you know, some people say, no, they don't. You know. Anyway, so then, but that's about food, but nobody says about water, okay? Nobody says about the water. So far, nobody says about anything about the water. So anyway, there's one water, kind of like big bowl, made of cement. I put it there, you know. It really makes me, you know, kind of say, even in your dreams, this prayer, you know, all this prayer, your dreams is for all other sentient beings, but actually you don't see them. No, you're just, you know, sometimes it's kind of, you know, like genuine, and most of the time it's just, you know, you just say it. It's kind of just become like verbal. But you know, as a monk, you know, there's a certain commitment you have to do, you know, every day. So there's the long hour prayer that you go through. So then I put it, you know, so then I see the birds taking a bath. I kind of, you know, really enjoy that. It's not a prayer, you know, so I'm just seeing that one tiny beings, you know, enjoying. And I'm saying myself, okay, so you enjoy as much as you can. The water, I'll put in, you know, fresh water tomorrow. I'll put it, there's not much work, so I'll put fresh water, you know. So, little things like that. Turns out that, you know, like, doing something for others, you know, it always makes you kind of happy. So, and I said, I don't have a lot of people in my home, you know, Gijisang was now out. So, you know, so not really directly involved with the people, you know. So then I'm kind of happy to, you know, see these are part of my family, all these little beings, you know, in my yard, you know, all these different kinds of birds, all kinds of birds that comes. Then I make a commitment, okay, I'm going to take very good care of you, like my child, you know, so I'll enjoy. So then seeing that, you know, seeing that comes makes you happy. So, okay. So this is for service, you know, for service, eating for service, okay? So now maybe a little more, then I'll stop. Love this, Zimbabwe, la penda, but the luge, simbu, tada, sanzing, do la momma, shouldn't do nyambata, simjin, nam, you turn to nyambe, sambe, sour, sumba, temper, chows. That's how it's been advised, it's given about eating yoga. So we should not think so it's a waste of time. The eating is not a waste of time. So if someone you out there, instead of eating real lunch, if you're just eating a piece of nuts or candy or cookie, so that's also not good. So just need to preserve this body. So it needs, you know, to offer healthy food. So... Oh, yeah. So the advice giving about eating yoga is like that one should eat with, you know, with altruistic attitude to want to benefit others, okay? So that kind of attitude they are suggesting that one should have when you eat food. So then, you know, that's how you becoming mindful of eating, okay, sitting there. So then Nagarjuna said in one of his texts, Kazimandadari, but seeing food is a meditation, she said, I already explained that. Minyawa Nagarjuna Stringi Nyavese Chidachavasa. So now, Minyawa Nagarjuna Stringi Nagarjuna Stringi Yoga, you know, so the engage into yoga, so you know, Nagarjuna Stringi Nyavese Chidachavasa.
So actually, you know, according to Buddhism, you know, here, I think, especially in America and also Europe, so unfortunately, people are having difficulty with sleep. According to Buddhism, that's not bad thing to have, according to Buddhism. According to Buddhism, sleep little bit is better than sleep all day long, you know, like long hours, you know. So, 35 minutes a day. If it's 40 minutes, that's too long. Yeah, so, honestly, you don't get a whole lot of sleep because you have no choice, you know. That's like schedules, you know. So, so that doesn't mean you should worry about sleep. If you are sleeping good, you shouldn't worry, there's nothing wrong. You know, so you shouldn't think, okay, oh, maybe I'm sleeping very well, there's something wrong, there's nothing wrong. You know, if you are not sleeping very well, there's nothing wrong. No, that's, you know, according to Lamrim, that's not bad things. You know, so, so, kind of, it doesn't say, okay, you should sleep, not too long. What you should do, you know, then in this, according to this, you know, to practice meditations, not, you know, do some other things, you know. You know, so if you, so anyway, there's a minyawan manjo, that, you know, going to bed early at night, waking up early morning, these are all good. This is like, if you are doing some kind of, you know, like, that's why all the retreat, why the retreat begins early morning, that's why, you know, retreat, there's four sessions, traditional retreat, four sessions a day. You know, the first session begins early morning, last session ends quite earlier, then you go to bed. You know? So, like, practicing this eating yoga and like that, you know, those things, you know, then more likely the dream is going to be more clear, more likely you'll remember the dreams, you know. Okay, so now I'll stop here. So, what to do when you go to bed? What to do when you go to bed? Okay, sitting there. So there, so, probably not good. Not good section to stop because we are about to go to bed. But that's okay. So I want to see. Officially finished three pages. Yeah. Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah. Chandra
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Have a wonderful night. You know. Mm-hmm.